圣灵，
开始我们第二晚的布道聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus, we'll begin our second night of evangelical service.
我们一起唱诗163首。
Please all rise and sing hymn 163.
Let's
remain standing and close our eyes for silence prayer.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
慈爱的主耶稣，感谢你的带领，让我们顺利的进入第二晚的布道聚会。
Our dear Jesus, thank you for your guidance into the second night of evangelical service.
你更能带领我们朋友的脚步，让他们再一次能够拨出时间来，来到你的面前，寻找你的道理。
And you have again guided our friends' footsteps so they can find time to come here and seek your words.
主啊，许多人常常在思考到底人生的意义是什么。
Lord, a lot of people ponder about the meaning of life.
到底人生追求的目标是什么？
What is the goal in life?
到底走完人生这一条道路，它的价值又是什么？
What are the value at the end of the life journey?
所以有些人生命当中非常的努力。
So a lot of people work very hard in their lives.
尽力来完成一项事业。
That they use all their efforts to fulfill their careers.
希望能够借此来寻找到生命的价值。
So through their careers, they can find meaning in life.
他们能够尽全力来完成一项一项壮举。
And they give up everything so that they can complete the mission.
希望能够名留千古，让众人所纪念。
So that people can remember their names in generations ahead.
几千年来，人不断的在努力，就是希望能够找到一个真正伟大的价值。
Through thousands of years, people strive to find the true meaning in life.
但最后一切都是一场空。
But in the end, everything is vain.
到最后，当离开世界，两手空空，什么都带不走。
When they depart from this world, they leave empty-handed.
到最后离开的时候，是面对一场恐惧，面对一场未知。
And in the end, they depart in horror and in despair.
所以许多人穷极一生，希望能考究到底人生的意义在哪里。
So many people would spend time pondering the meaning of life.
人从哪里来？
Where do men come from?
人来又为的是什么？
What's the purpose of man here?
人最后又往哪里去？
And when do men go in the end?
这样的问题困扰了千千万万的人。
And this question troubled the minds of thousands and tens of thousands.
使得许多人在离开世界的时候是充满了恐惧、战惊以及未知。
And also, a lot of people depart this world with tremblings and uncertainty.
因为他们对将来一点希望也没有。
Because they have very little hope for the future.
啊，但是主啊，你所为我们的预备的道路却不是这样。
But the Lord, the path that you prepare for us is different.
这不是你所期望看见我们所拥有的人生。
And this is the life that you want us to have.
因此2000年前你亲自道成肉身来到这个世界。
As 2000 years ago, you came to our world in flesh.
你在世上受苦。
And you suffered in the world.
被人唾弃，被人嘲笑。
And you were forsaken, you were beaten.
你为我们受苦。
And you suffer for us.
为我们被鞭打，为我们被欺压。
And you receive mocking and stripes for our sake.
到最后，你为我们众人被钉在十字架上，尝遍了死味。
And in the end, that you were nailed on the cross and you died for us.
你所做的这一切到底是为了什么？
And all of that, why did you do it?
这是为了要让我们得到一个有希望的人生。
You did that for us to have a hope in life.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
如果没有你的牺牲。
Without your sacrifice,
不管我们在世上能够完成多大的成就
，No matter how much career and how much success we accomplish in life,
这个人生最终结局仍然是在黑暗当中
，That our ending in life will still be in darkness.
但是因为有了你
，But because there is you,
因为你为我们开了一条得救的道路
，Because you opened the way of salvation for us,
使我们在这个有限的人生里面看见了无限的价值。
So in this limited life, we can see unlimited hope.
使我们在黑暗当中看见了真实的盼望。
So that in darkness, we can see the light of hope.
主啊，求你让我们真正看见那个光明。
Lord, please really show us this light.
使我们在这个苦难的人生当中，有着对将来活泼的盼望。
So that in this life of suffering, that we have hope in the future.
因为我们是一个有希望的人。
Because we are people with hope.
我们过着一个有盼望的人生。
That we live a life of hope.
主啊，求你开启我们的心。
Lord, please open hearts.
求你带领我们今天晚上的布道会。
And guide tonight's evangelical service.
使我们能够借着你所赐给我们的圣经上的道理，能够明白你的旨意。
So that through understanding words in the Bible, we can understand your will.
要如何才能找到那个希望的道路？
And also find a way to receive and find this hope.
要怎么样才能看见那最末了的亮光？
and to see the light, the everlasting light.
主啊，求你帮助我们今天的聚会。
Lord, please guide our service.
借着你的圣灵感动我们每一个人。
And through your Holy Spirit, may that move all of us.
使我们最终每个人都能够得到这个真实、活泼又希望的人生。
So that everyone can receive this lively and true hope.
我们在聚会前这样诚心向你祷告。
And this is our prayer before the service.
求你垂听。
And please incline your
ears. 也求你施恩、怜悯、祝福。
And please also grant us mercy and blessing.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，我们进入第二晚的布道聚会。
And thanks to the grace of the Lord Jesus, we enter into the second night of evangelical service.
也很高兴有看到许多昨天也有来的一些朋友呀亲戚。
I'm glad to see returning faces from yesterday.
求主耶稣能够纪念大家对真理的渴慕，对永生的盼望。
That the Lord Jesus, may He remember our pursuing in faith and also our desire for hope.
我们今天晚上继续请到黄世明传道来为我们证道。
And tonight we'll continue to ask Preacher Steve Long to testify for us.
我们也求主耶稣借着他的圣灵感动感动传道，借着他的口能够帮助大家。
And may the Holy Spirit move the mouth of the preacher so that the words of God can move everyone.
奉主耶稣基督圣名证道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I testify.
愿主耶稣的恩惠与大家同在。
And may the Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here.
今天晚上我们来谈一谈人生的希望。
And tonight we'll talk about the hope of life.
最后希望大家能够认识耶稣就是现代人的希望。
And in the end, I hope everyone can understand that Jesus is our mankind's hope.
我们来思考这个世界是充满了绝望。
And understand that in this world, there is full of despair.
如果每天看新闻，我们发觉到我们美国的失业率还是很高。
And if you turn to the news every day, the unemployment rate in America is still very high.
我们多大学毕业生没办法找到工作。
And recent college graduates cannot find jobs.
我们的学费大学的学费越来越高。
And then the tuition cost is ever rising.
很多人毕业之后呢，负了很多的债务。
A lot of people graduate with a lot of debt.
所以有时候我们看到这个国家的未来到底在哪里呢？
So sometimes we have doubt about the future in this country.
我们青年的未来到底在哪里呢？
We doubt about the future of the youths.
我们这个社会没有因为教育越高道德水准跟着也提升。
And this world's moral does not increase with the increase of education level.
我们看到报纸里面看到母亲把自己生下的孩子放到微波炉里面去微波。
And you will see terrible news of mother putting their infants in the microwave to kill them.
因为她不希望有这个孩子，又不希望她被人发现她杀了这个孩子。
And she did not want others to discover that she killed her own child.
所以其实里面的内脏都已经烧坏了，外面呢没有什么症状。
And after that, the organs were all destroyed, but on the outside, there's no signs of damage.
我们看到有的人呢，他们书没有念得很好的时候。
And you look at some people with limited education.
你看那个人就跑到戏院里面呢，拿枪到处杀人。
And those people may take weapons and kill other people.
这个世界上很多令我们觉得非常绝望、非常难过的事情。
And there are so many things in this world that cause us despair.
所以我记得很小的时候看到一个卡通漫画，我记得很清楚，那本书叫做《娃娃看天下》。
And I remember the cartoon series that I have a very deep impression of.
那个小朋友呢，拿了一个 OK 棒把地球贴了一个bandit 哦。
So in the comic, the child put a bandage on Earth.
他说这个世界生病了。
And he said that the world has gotten sick.
的确，我们发觉到这个时代生活在这个时代，我们常常很多的无力感。
And in reality, we feel like this is what the world is coming to.
我们来到美国，也发觉到我们人生不如意的事情呢，十件事情有九件是不如意的。
And we experienced after coming to America that 10 out of 9 things are setbacks.
我们来看《约翰福音》的第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
我们请把红线夹在约翰福音的第五章。
And we'll put a bookmark in Matthew chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
第二节到第三节。
John chapter 5, verse 2 to 3.
我们看到一个小小的地方呢，这个地方充满了绝望。
And we look at this small place, and this place has no hope.
第五章的第二节、第三节。
John chapter 5, verse 2 to 3.
我们把红线夹在这里。
We'll put the bookmark here.
第一节开始好了哈，这是以后到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，啊，这是主耶稣在耶路撒冷那边发生了一件事情。
This is what happened when Jesus was in Jerusalem.
啊，第二节，在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫毕士大池，旁边有五个男子，请读。
And sometime after Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews.2. Now there is a Jerusalem near the sheep gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades.
这边提到主耶稣来到一个地方叫毕士大池。
And in here it said that Jesus went to a place called Bethesda.
这个毕士大就是怜悯之家的意思。
And the meaning of this name is that it's the household of mercy.
啊，里面有很多人呢，他们需要神的怜悯。
And in the pool, there are a lot of people who need God's mercy.
啊，因为他们的生活充满了绝望啊。
And because their lives were filled with despair.
我们来看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。
Said there's a great number of disabled people used to lie there, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed.
我们自己想一想，其实啊，病痛啊，带给我们巨大的绝望。
And you can see that illness can bring a lot of despair to all of us.
我们这个时代的医学非常的进步。
And in this day and age, the medical technology is very advanced.
但是我们有很多病啊，医生也没办法医治啊。
But there's still a lot of illnesses that is without cure.
这边提到说这个啊，瞎眼的。
Now it mentioned that there is the blind.
所以我们觉得瞎眼的人真的很可怜哦。
We have a lot of pity for those who are blind.
我们现在看到的是一个彩色的世界。
And now that we see the world in colors.
那瞎眼的不只是啊，看到的不是黑白的世界，是完全黑暗的世界。
Now the blind cannot see the world even in black and white. They cannot see at all.
如果你失了一只手，你可以装一只。
And if you lose a hand, you can have a prosthetic.
如果你失了一只脚，你可以装一条一腿。
And you lose a leg, then you can have a prosthetic leg.
如果你看到这次的奥林匹克运动会赛跑啊，有一个两只脚完全没有的，他竟然可以跑到这个决赛里面了。
And if you watched the Olympic this time, you can see in track and field there was an athlete that had no legs.
啊，但是他还是可以跑啊。
But he could still run in the race.
那请问你没有一只眼睛，你有办法装一个一眼看得见的可以代替来看的吗？
But if it's without an eye, can you replace it with the eye that you can see through it?
所以我们常常看到那个生来瞎眼的真的很可怜。
So we have much pity for those who are born blind.
一个小孩子生下来就瞎眼了。
If a child is born blind.
有一次跟妈妈这样讲。
And once a mother said this.
妈妈，你的声音好温柔。
And the child would say that, mother, your voice is very kind.
妈妈，你的眼庞一定是很好看，因为很均匀啊。
And then the child touched the mother's face and think that, Mom, your face must be very beautiful.
但是我好希望能够看到你，我如果看到一眼，我就心满意足了。
And the child would say that, I really want to look at you. If I can take one look, I'll be content.
但是没有办法。
But then there's no way.
一个瞎眼啊，真的你没有办法医治啊，这个是一个绝望的人生啊。
And for a person who's blind, there's no cure for that. It's a life of despair.
那这边提到，第五节提到说，在那里有一个病人，啊，是病了38年了。
And in verse 5, there's a person who's been sick for 38 years.
仔细看，这个人是一个瘫子。
So this person was paralyzed.
主耶稣还没有出生之前，他已经是瘫痪了，瘫痪了38年了。
And this person was paralyzed even before Jesus was born 38 years ago.
可是我们看到那个躺在床上不能动的，我们觉得他们眼光也充满了绝望。
And when you see a person paralyzed in his bed, you can see that is despair in their eyes.
我认识一位弟兄啊，他80多岁了。
I know a brother who is 80 some years old.
他因为糖尿病啊，他一只脚被锯掉了。
And because of diabetes, one of his legs were cut off.
每次看他的时候呢，他眼睛没有光。
And when you look at him, there's no light life in his eyes.
他虽然年纪大了，他还希望自己可以走路啊。
Even though he was very old, he still wanted to walk.
所以有时候需要跟他讲很多的圣经啊，他的眼睛才亮起来。
And sometimes you have to feed him a lot of Bible verses, then the light come back into his eyes.
有一个姐妹啊，她的一辈子啊，照顾她的婆婆，她的婆婆中风了，她背她婆婆背了十几年。
There's a sister who took care of her mother-in-law because she was sick and she needed to be carried.
当时台湾呢，没有像现在这么好的一个老人院呢，可以把她婆婆送到那个地方去。
And back then in Taiwan, there's no nursing home facilities.
所以她只有跟神求一件事情啊。
So the sister prayed to God for one thing.
我将来老的时候呢，什么病都可以生，请你不要让我中风啊。
And the sister prayed that when I get old, you can let me be ill in any illnesses, but don't let me have a stroke.
因为她照顾婆婆十几年哦，要帮婆婆服侍大小便，我觉得很啊，就带给家人很多的困扰。
Because this sister took care of her mother-in-law because she had a stroke, took care of her going to the bathroom and felt that this is a very hard life to lead.
神的意念啊，我们实在是不了解。
And we do not know God's ways.
她活到八十多岁的时候。
And when she lived to be 80 some years old,
这也让她中风啊。
And she had a stroke.
真的不了解为什么神要这样子啊。
And she did not understand why God gave her a stroke.
有一次我去医院看她。
One time went to the hospital to see her.
看到她说，哎呀，真的是哦，她一辈子守寡，三四十岁就开始守寡了。
And she was a widow when she was 30 or 40 years old.
没有碰过男人呢。
And she had not touched a man since.
如今那个护士哦，偏偏是个男生呢。
But then the nurse was actually a male nurse.
当这个大小便不能自己的时候呢，当他看到那个男的来啊，他就真的是不晓得该怎么办。
So when she could not go to the bathroom on herself, and this male nurse came to her, and she did not know what to do.
所以刚开始生病的时候，刚开始那段时间，她不了解为什么神给她这么样的一个患难。
So in the beginning of her illness, after the stroke, she did not know why God gave her this.
真的有时候心中就失去了亮光哦，眼睛没有光啊，就是绝望啊。
And all the life and light was sucked out from her.
真的呢，有时候我们到那个临终的病床去看一看哦，那个绝症的人的病床去看一看呢。
Sometimes if you go to the hospital rooms of those that are terminally ill.
我们在阿根廷有个姐妹，她是一个实习医生。
And in Argentina, we have sisters who was an intern.
她实习的地方就是啊，那些绝症的病床。
And where she was interning, she was interning in the hospital rooms of the terminal.
我到那边去的时候，问她说：“哎，姐妹，你最近好不好啊？”
So when I met her, I asked, "How are you?"
不好。
And she said, "Not good."
为什么不好？
I said, "Why not?"
我每次去医院哦，看到那个病床，病人都会在那给我吗啡，给我吗啡，我好痛，我好痛。
Because she said every day when she goes to the rooms, The patient asked her to give them more morphine because they were painful.
一个病人受不了了，不要麻醉了，他先自己跳楼去了。
And there was a patient that cannot take the pain anymore. He rejected the morphine and he jumped out and died.
说看那个闭室大室里面有瞎眼的、瘸腿的、斜睡枯干的，不同的病人都躺在那里，就看到这个地方是一个绝望的地方呢。
So when you picture this pool with the blind, the lame, the paralyzed, this is a place of despair.
有时候我们健康的时候很难想象那种痛苦。
And it's hard for healthy people to think of illnesses.
当我们自己生病的时候，才知道原来健康是一件啊非常值得珍惜、可贵的一件事情啊。
And only when we get sick that we truly valued our health.
有一次小弟在飞机上啊，他们演了一个影片。
And once I watched a film on the airplane.
啊，它是一个根据事实拍的一个影片。
And this is a film that's based on true life.
有一个女生啊，她三十多岁才开始要学打拳击呀，打 boxing 哦。
There was a woman who started to learn how to boxing when she was in her 30s.
她去找一个很有名的教练呢。
And she got herself a very famous coach.
教练根本不理她，你三十多岁了，体力已经不行了，你怎么跟人家打呢？所以教练都不理她，不教她。
And the coach rejected her because she was in her 30s. She does not have the energy level of an athlete.
但是她很认真，然后每天都去练哦。那个为了练拳哦，她只有做很简单的工作，但是那个钱都拿去买了一些装备啊，就是为了要练拳。
And but this woman was very determined to learn how to box. She spent all her salaries on buying equipment so she can get better.
她感动了那个教练的心哦，教练就开始教她打拳。
And that determination moved the coach to eventually teach her.
后来真的很厉害呢，他常常哦，那常常那两三拳就把对方把击倒了，这样子啊，把对方给击倒了。
And then in the film, she got really good, and then she had knockouts in her career.
大家有名气了，每次上台大家就高大声呼喊她的名字啊，哦，哇，某某人，大家都好高兴，拍手呼喊她的名字。
And after those knockout victories, she gained fame, and people were screaming her names when she was on.
啊，她最后跳到拉斯维加斯啊，跟当年的冠军啊争夺这个比赛，争夺冠军的比赛。
So in the film, she went to Las Vegas to fight for a championship with another contender.
对方是个流氓，女流氓。
And her opponent was a thug.
啊，当然两个势均力敌啊，但是这个三十几岁的后来还是快要还是打赢了哦。
And they were equally matched. In the end, this 30-some-year-old woman won the match.
那个裁判正要把他手举起来说你赢了这个时候呢，之前呢。
And right before the referee raised her hand to declare her victory.
那个女流氓趁他没有注意哦，就一拳把他打倒。那个时候不是比赛的时候了。
And the thug, her opponent, took that opportunity and landed a punch on her.
那个头哦，都不小心撞到了，很重哦，撞到那个板凳了，就这样撞下去了。
And after the punch, she fell and her head hit the bench.
她整个脊椎啊就瘫痪了。
And then, she broke her back and was paralyzed.
那影片里面在描写她那个心啊，她实在是没有活下去的欲望啊。
And in the film, you can show after the injury, she did not want to live.
她跟她的教练跟我讲，跟她讲说，你给我注射一针哦，让我这样就死了，我一定很舒服的。
So she asked her coach to give her a lethal injection so that she can die quickly.
跟那个教练讲说，一只马如果没有跑，不能跑，它活着还有什么意思呢？
And she said that if a horse cannot run, cannot race, what's the purpose for this horse?
我这一辈子够了，你看我在这个擂台上面，大家欢声雷动，我现在成为这个样子，我活着有什么意思呢？
And she said, I have enough in this life. I achieved my goal. People are screaming my names. Now there's no point for me to live.
没有人要给他打一针啊，让他死啊。
But no one gave her that lethal injection.
你知道吗？她就咬舌自尽了。
And then she bit her tongue, so then she killed herself.
可是没有被人家发现到，又把她缝回去了。
But then other people saw she attempted suicide, but they saved her life.
第二次还是一样要咬舌自尽，还是被发现了。
And then second time she tried to kill herself by biting her tongue.
所以我们看到哦，那个生病，有时候我们走到一个地步的时候，真的啊，我们觉得很绝望啊，觉得这个人生没有希望啊。
And sometimes, you know, when you reach a point in your serious illness, there's no will to live any longer.
这个世界充满了各样不同的病症。
And this world is full of different kinds of sicknesses.
像医生宣布我们绝症了，有时候我们不晓得何去何从啊。
And we do not know where to go, what to do when the doctors tell us that we have a terminal illness.
仔细看这个故事哦，人生的绝望除了那些没有办法抗力的这些啊绝症啊病痛之外呢，还有一种就是无情的竞争啊。
And besides illnesses that give us despair in life, another thing that causes us to lose hope is competition.
我们来看第七节。
And let's look at verse 7.
约翰福音五章的，我们先读第五节好了哈。
And we'll read from verse 5, John chapter 5.
五章五节。
John chapter 5, verse 5.
在那里有一个人病了三十八年。
And one who has been there been invalid for 38 years.
我们中文说哦，久病床前没有孝子。圣经上没有记载他的亲戚、他的朋友、他的爸爸妈妈或是家人到哪里去了。
So in here does not record any of his family, where they were.
孤孤单单的一个人躺了三十八年躺在那里呀。
And he was a very lonesome person who has been there 38 years.
为什么他就跑到那个毕士大池旁边呢？
And why did he went to the Bethesda pool?
如果你读啊第五节第四节那个小字哦，他们说呢，那个池子啊有固定的时间会动，然后天使会来搅动池水，它会动。
And if you read on in the scripture that during a certain time the water in the pool would move.
那这个当时医学不发达，那这个神奇的事情就是说，水动的时候呢，第一个跳下去的人都可以得医治啊。
So the medical science was not that advanced, but it said that here, when the pool moved, whoever dipped in himself in it, he'll get well.
我们发现到哦，在医学比较不发达的时候呢，神常常用他神奇的作为来帮助人哦。
You can see when medical science was not that advanced, you can see often God's miracles being performed.
我们来看第七节。
And let's look at verse 7.
病人回答说：“先生，水动的时候，没有人把我放在池子里。”我正去的时候，就有别人比我先下去了。请读。
And verse 7, the invalid replied, Sir, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me.
38年他不晓得在这个池塘躺多少年了，每次水动的时候，总是有一个人比他早一点跳下去啊。
During the 38 years of illness, you don't know how many years he had been there waiting to dip in, but every time someone goes ahead of him.
他没有其他的希望，这是他唯一的希望。
And this is his only hope.
但是这个希望也好像没有希望，因为总是有人比他早点下去啊。
But this hope even seems hopeless to him because all the time there's someone who's ahead of him.
也许有人感冒，刚也跑去了。
And sometimes people who had a cold went in before him.
也许了哈。
Or perhaps.
好手好脚的感冒，哇，我感冒咳嗽，就先跳下去啊，先好了。
And perhaps someone who has a cold for a long time would go there and dip himself in.
让这个三十八年一直躺下去啊。
But then, that person took the chance of this person who had been sick 38 years.
你有没有觉得在人间呐，这种无情的竞争哦，也让我们觉得自己常常失去希望
？And don't you feel that the fierce competition between people in life causes us to lose hope?
我们觉得这个世界、这个时代是一个竞争的时代。
And we know that this world is in the age of competition.
不晓得您是在哪里长大的哈、哦？
And I don't know where you grew up.
小弟在台湾长大。
And I grew up in Taiwan.
我记得小时候我们要坐火车的时候要抢位置，当时比较没有那么文明啊，要抢位置。
And I lived in a less civil time in Taiwan. I remember trying to get on the train. We have to fight for to get in.
那个乡下那个小火车五分车哦，那个来的时候呢，我们要抢哦。有时候同学一大堆人要坐，我们有的用帽子占位置，用书包占位置，用铅笔盒占位置啊。大家有的爬窗户先爬进去啊。小时候是这样子的。
So,
不晓得你们那边是不是这样啊
？I don't know if it's the same with you. When I was young, we'll use our hat, our pencil, our bookcases. We'll climb through the window so that we can get a space on the train.
从小大家都在竞争，在抢位置。
And even though when we were very little, we compete for spaces.
我们那个时代哦，有所谓的那个能力分班啊。你要读国中的时候呢，要经过考试。
And during those time when you try to get into junior high school, you have to compete to get in.
那个考试考最好的都在第一班呢，考最不好的在二十一班呢，所以一到二十一班这样子了哦。
So, if you had the best grade, you go into class number one. All the way, if you don't have good grade, you go to class number 21.
我们那时候的时代呢，我们要带那个名牌的哈，名字在这里，然后比如说一年一班某某人名字，哦，那个一班哦，走路都是抬头挺胸，我是一班的，你看我是一班的。
And back in my days, we wear name tags and also with our class number. So if you're class number one, then you can hold your head up high.
啊，如果我是一年二十一班的哦，走路都，哎呦，我是二十一班的，我是晃牛班的啦。这个以后毕业都是去晃牛的，这个都没有用的啦，哎。
And you dip your head when you walk if you're on the 21st class.
从小就是这样在竞争啊，就是你好的大家都哇，你好棒哦，不好的走路都这样子头低低的这样子。
So competition starts when we're very young. When we succeed, we held our heads up high. When we failed, we keep our heads low.
那个一般的，好多人都上建中、北一女，我都上那个最好的高中了哦。
And those who were in the first class, they will enter into the best high schools.
啊，结果才发现，哇，原来世界上有这么多人比我更会念书啊！到北一女、建中的时候。
And when I was in school, I just
不是我啦，我说一般人啦，我没有进去那里啦。
The general people, you feel that there are a lot of people who are smarter and better than you.
所以你发现到那个自杀的、跳红楼自杀的，都是建中跟北一女的啦。因为怎么我本来自己觉得很棒的，怎么来到这里啊，怎么变得自己这么烂哦？所以呢，哎呀，太失望了，就跳楼自杀了。
And some of the suicide for the young people, it's because they did not get into the grade or the school that they desire.
啊，那个晃牛班的，我觉得，哎呀，我就是被社会唾弃的，所以他们没有自杀，他们都是出去杀人了。
And those who do not get to good classes, they go to remedial classes and they become thugs and they would commit murder.
这个就是一个竞争的时代。我们从小就是把你归类，那让你我们的心啊，有时候很不平安这样子啊。
But the point is that you can see competition is everywhere, and then it makes us lose peace.
我们在美国，这是一个资本主义的社会。
So in America, which is a capitalistic country,
我知道这里的竞争也是很厉害，不是吗？
And the competition here is indeed fierce.
其实哦，我们说资本主义的社会就是大鱼吃小鱼，小鱼吃虾米的社会了。
So in a capitalistic world, you can see the big fish would eat small fish, the small fishes will eat the big.
万一你是虾米，我就觉得哇，我在这个社会我都没有竞争力，你真是不晓得怎么办呢？
And you see yourself as bait, then you have no hope because you don't know what to do in the society.
其实不是，有时候你我们竞争失败了，不是自己真的没有才干，是自己没有机会啊。
And sometimes we lose in this competition. It's not because that we don't have the ability, but we just don't have the opportunity.
有一次一个弟兄啊，带一个朋友来到我们当中。
And one time, my brother brought a friend into the midst.
我就问那个弟兄说：“哎，弟兄啊，怎么这位朋友走路都没办法？看起来三十多岁哦，英俊潇洒，但是走路什么都没办法走正啊，怎么都好像斜一边在走路这样子啊？”
And there was something strange with this friend. This is a 30-something-year-old, a good-looking man, but he walks funny and he's tilting to the side.
我们弟兄说：“哎，兄弟啊，那时候我没当传道，你不要小看这个人哦。”
And the brother explained that preacher, do not underestimate this person.
这个人啊，是 Rutgers 大学的物理博士啊。
And this person is a PhD in Rutgers University.
啊，为什么他好像不是很正常哦？
And how come he looks strange?
然后你不知道他是很可怜哦。
But you don't know there's a very tragic past.
当时物理系毕业的找不到工作，当时了。
And some time ago that he could not find a job even with his high education.
好几年都没有工作。
So he couldn't get a job for a few years.
太太受不了了，太太有一天晚上哦，他起来发现太太不见了，把我这样子收一收，太太跑掉了。
And because he did not get a job, one night his wife couldn't stand it and she left him.
哎，结果他在情绪上受不了啊！他晚上跑到大街去，他们叫得很大声啊。
So he couldn't take his wife leaving, and he had a nervous breakdown. He went onto the streets and he lost his mind.
人家就叫警察。
So people called the police.
他就被人家关进去了。
And then he was institutionalized.
再出来的时候，他走路就偏一边。
So after that institutionalization, he came out, he started walking funny.
他没有才能吗？
Can you say that he did not have ability?
但是在竞争的社会哦，有时候没有机会，有时候就是没有办法，你不晓得要怎么办。
But in this very competitive world, sometimes when you don't have opportunity, ability is no use.
我住在湾区的时候，
When I was living in the Bay Area,
我隔壁我的那个邻居啊，有一个我们那个社区中国人不多，所以大家认识。
So in my community, there were not that many Chinese people.
我们那个邻居啊，有一个是云南省哦会考的状元呢、啊，那是一个他们在大陆叫尖子，很会念书的人呢、啊。
And I had a neighbor who was the valedictorian in the Yunnan province in China.
啊，结果被裁员的时候被人家裁到了。
But then he was laid off from his company.
两年没有工作。
Did not have a job for 2 years.
第一次有面谈的时候呢，他跟他太太抱着哭啊，才没有工作，只有面谈机会，就跟他太太抱着哭啊。
And the first time he landed just an interview, not a job, he embraced his wife and they both cried together.
真的呢，在这个竞争的时代里面哦，万一你真的没有失去那个竞争的机会或是能力的时候呢，你真的觉得看不到未来，看不到前途，心中非常的失望。
And in this very competitive world, when you don't have the opportunity, you feel that you don't have any hope, you don't have any future.
在前几年啊，他们发现到有一个自杀率的族群啊，年纪啊非常高，就是中年人开始自杀率变很高啊。
And a few years ago, they discovered a spike in an age group that had increasingly a suicide rate that is the middle age.
他们觉得这是一个 mystery， 为什么会中年人会自杀呢
？It was a mystery to them why middle-aged people have a higher have an increasing suicide
rate. 因为当经济不好的时候，很多人失掉工作的时候呢，当一个人走不出那个悲情、那个绝望的时候呢，啊，人就用这样子来结束自己的生命。
Because during recession time, when people lose their job, they do not know how to resolve the issue, so they commit suicide.
所以无情的竞争啊，这个社会这种竞争，无情的竞争呢，也带给我们极度的、极大的失望、极大的绝望。
So the ruthless competition in this world bring us no hope or take away hope from us.
就像这个人呢，老是有人比他早一些跳下去一样的。
Just like this person, there's always someone who's ahead of him that dips himself in the pool.
那我们仔细看哦，其实这个人哦，他眼睛已经看不到未来了。当一个人真的看不到未来的时候呢，他有极大的绝望。
So you can see that person cannot look at the future. He sees no future and he has no hope.
我们看五章的第七节，再仔细看哦。
Let's look at John chapter 5, verse 7.
五章七节。
John chapter 5, verse 7.
病人回答说：“先生， 水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候，就有别人比我更先下去了。你就看到，其实他对这一个被医治的事情呢，他一点儿把握，一点儿盼望都没有。
And you can see from his reply that he had no control, or he doesn't think that he would be healed.
所以我们身上讲说哈，这个我们中文说啊，哀莫大于心死啊。他这个时候最大的悲哀就是，其实他的心已经死掉了。
And in here, the most sorrowful part of him is that he does not believe that he will be healed.
我们身上讲说，眼有光，使心喜乐。当你看得到光的时候呢，你的心就会快乐。
And there's a saying that when your eyes see the light, then you have hope.
那个光就是希望。当一个人看到希望的时候，他就有快乐。
And this light, it's hope. When people see hope, then he would be happy.
那有喜乐就有就啊就事情就有起色哦。喜乐就是这种药啊。我们看箴言的17:22，我们喜欢这一节哦。
And joy is a medicine. And let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言17:22。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22.
17:22。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22.
当你看得到光啊，心就会喜乐。
When you see light, then there is joy in your heart.
当你看不到光啊，没有希望的时候呢，你的心灵是忧伤的。
When you don't see the light, then there is sorrow in your soul.
17:22。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22.
喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
当我一直看不到光的时候呢，我的心一直忧伤呢，我的骨头会干掉的。
When you cannot see the light, then your spirit is crushed, and then your bones are dried up.
就是你晚上睡不着觉，身体会越来越差的。
And though you lose sleep at night, and then your health start to deteriorate.
我们看箴言18:14。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14.
箴言18:14。
Proverbs 18 verse 14.
人有疾病，心能忍耐；心灵忧伤，谁能承担呢？
It said, "A man's spirit sustained him in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear?"
真的呢，有病有时候还承担得起哦。
And some people can still, we can still sustain ourselves in sickness.
心灵忧伤，这个谁能承担呢？
But who can bear when we have a crushed spirit?
所以哦，现在有一种最大的病，其实就是忧郁症。
So the greatest illness in this age is depression.
当你真的看不到未来，你就有一个很深层的一个难过的时候呢，人的身体啊，那个 chemical imbalance 啊，就让人家产生忧郁症啊。
So when you cannot see the hope and you have despair, the chemical imbalance in your body creates a depressed state of mind.
美国有17 million 的人有忧郁症。
And there are 17 million people who have depression.
有人说八个年轻人就有一个年轻人有忧郁症的倾向。
And people say 1 in 8 young people have the signs of depression.
那有时候我们真的很难了解是什么病哦，就是心灵忧伤、看不到未来的病啊。
And sometimes we don't know the ins and outs of this illness.
有一次啊，我们这个学生联会啊，有一个这样的小朋友，忧郁症的小朋友来参加。
I remember there's a student coming to a student spiritual convocation.
他这个人哦，因为忧郁啊，他都不想要跟人家相处，然后每天都待在房间里面了。
That he was so depressed that he did not want to interact with anyone. He stayed in his room.
他妈妈跟他讲：“你到加州嘛，他在加拿大哦，你到加州哦，你参加完年会哦，那里有迪士尼乐园，你可以去玩。”
And the mother said to this kid that, which is in Canada, go to California, go to SSC, and then we'll bring you to the theme parks.
就是一直鼓励他，半勉强的把机票买单，把他买来啊，让来这个联邻教会，加州 ，California， Los Angeles.
They tried to encourage him, and they bought the ticket to send him to Garden Grove Church in LA.
他一下飞机到教会，马上就说我要回家。
And after he landed. In LA, he said he wanted to go home.
不想跟人家讲话。
Did not want to talk to anyone.
不想跟人家沟通啊。
Did not want to interact.
那辅导员有爱心哦，辅导员。
The counselors really have a lot of love.
一直陪他讲话，一直为他祷告，甚至为他禁食祷告。
They keep talking to him, they pray for him, and they fasted for him.
感谢主，几天之后呢？主耶稣帮助他。
And thank the Lord that after a few days, the Lord Jesus helped him personally.
最后一天，他要做见证。
And the last day, he wanted to testify.
我他要做，我就很有兴趣听了，因为我知道他是一个很严重忧郁症的人哦。
That I was so interested to listen to what he wants to say because I knew the seriousness of his depression.
他还不到17岁。
And he was not even 17 years old.
他第一句话就触动了我的心了。
The first sentence moved my heart.
他说如果你没有手，你脚还可以走路。
And he said, if you don't have hands, you can still walk because you have
legs. 如果没有脚，手还可以爬。
If you don't have legs, you can crawl with your arms.
但是如果你没有心了，手跟脚都没有用。
But if you don't have a heart, then there's no use for your legs and hands.
忧郁症到底什么病呢？让一个不到17岁的女孩子讲出这么深沉的话来。
That you cannot, you wonder how serious depression can make a 17-year-old girl say such things.
所以你看不到未来的人哦，那进入忧郁症啊，真的是有时候真的走不出来呀。
And you can see people with depressions when they're so depressed, they cannot escape this stage.
就像这个人好像看不到未来一样哦。
Just like this person in John chapter 5 that cannot see the future.
诸位朋友，你在这个人间，你有盼望吗？
And my dear friends, in this world, do you have hope?
你有时候会一种绝望的感觉吗？
Do you have this feeling of despair?
你会觉得有时候真的不知道何去何从呢？
Are there times you felt that you have nowhere to go?
我们真的感谢主，耶稣给人啊带来希望。
But we will have to give thanks to God because He brought to us mankind.
耶稣是现代人的希望。
And Lord Jesus is a hope for modern day people.
回来看《约翰福音》的第5章第6节。
And let's go back to John chapter 5, verse 6.
约翰福音第5章第6节。
John chapter 5, verse 6.
耶稣特别跑到这个毕士大池来找这个38年没有办法走路的人呐。
So Lord Jesus came over just for this person in the pool of Bethesda.
所以耶稣找那个最可怜、最需要帮助的人。
He went to seek the most pitiful person to help.
我们看第6节。
Let's look at verse 6.
耶稣看见他躺着。
It said here, when Jesus saw him lying there.
我读到这里，我觉得很感动呢。
When I read this, I was moved.
您知道吗？您的需要，耶稣都看得见哦。
You can see here that our needs, the Lord Jesus sees.
你知道我们活在这个忙碌碌的社会当中，谁能够去注意到你本身的需要呢？
And we live in this busy world, no one is ever attentive to our needs.
如果你跑到那个世贸大楼那附近，华尔街大，很多人这样人来人往，大家快步的走路，谁注意到你的存在呢？
If you go to the financial district, World Trade Center, Wall Street, so many people rushing around, no one would pay attention to you.
我有一次听到一个小朋友讲一个故事。
One time I heard a child who told me a story.
他12岁生日的时候。
And it was during his 12th birthday.
哇，他好高兴哦。
And he was very happy.
今天是我生日，哇，我要梳一个穿上最美丽的衣服，梳一个最好的头给我爸爸妈妈看。
He was so happy. Today is my 12-year-old birthday. That I'll put on my best outfit and my best hair.
而且我跟妈妈讲，妈妈 ，look at me， 看看我，今天真的是我最高兴的日子。
And then after he adorned himself, he said to his friend, "Look at me. This is my happiest day."
妈妈说， "Honey 啊，sweetheart，妈妈没有时间看你了，妈妈要赶快为你烤那个面包，烤那个蛋糕了。所以你等一下，妈妈现在没有时间哦。
So the mother said to the child, "Sweetheart, I don't have time to look at you yet. I'm baking your cake."
那跟爸爸说，爸爸，你看看我，今天是我生日，你看看我穿这么漂亮哦。And
the kid said to his father, "Father, look at me. I've put on my best outfit."
爸爸说，哦，所以啊，我没有时间，对不起哦。爸爸要赶去上班哦，我跟人家carpool，人家在外面等着我呢，真的在等我呢。But
the father said, "Sweetheart, I don't have any time. I'm late for my carpool to work."
后来他就讲一句很大声的话， What's the matter with this world? Look at me, look at me. 他就说，这个世界到底怎么了？为什么没有人愿意看我一眼呢？
So the child said very loudly and said, What's the matter of this world? Look at me.
今天呢，当你真的有需要，没有人真的注意你的时候，你会觉得很孤单呢。
And today, if you have the need to be noticed, to be cared, but no one cares about you, you'll be very alone.
尤其在你危险的时候，需要的时候。
And it's also during a time of perils when you need to be cared for.
你还记得那个铁达尼号的故事吗？
Do you remember the story of the Titanic?
把那个女主角啊，把这个昏死在这个冰水当中了。And
the female main character, and she was laying in the pool of ice water.
很多人都已经冻死了，但是她是昏死，她还没有冻，她没有真正的死。
A lot of people were frozen to death, but then she lost consciousness, but was alive.
很多有钱人坐在那个船上面哦，啊，准备要走掉了。
And a lot of rich people have the boat, and they're about to escape.
啊，结果有人说，拜托，再回去看看，说不定还有人活着。
But then someone said, please go back, maybe someone is still alive.
大家叫，没有一个人听到啊，海上一片都是死寂啊，没有人出声音，有没有人活着，有没有活，没有人出声音。
So people were yelling, is there anyone still alive? But no one said anything.
他那边他自己活着，但是他没有力量发出声音来，没有人看到他这么危险呢。
Even though the female character was still alive, but she did not have the strength to yell out.
后来啊，他发现到旁边一个死的人呢、啊，有一个口哨啊，他喊不出来，他就吹那个口哨。
And she could not, did not have the strength to shout, but then he saw someone next to her who had a whistle. Then she took it and she made the noise.
当你危险的时候，没有人看得见你，真的是很可怜哦。
And when you are in danger and no one can spot you, and this is very pitiful.
有一个男主人啊。那个太太说：“我现在突然不见了，不晓得跑到哪里去了。”
And then there's the woman that said, "I don't know where she went."
三天之后才发现她先生呢卡在烟囱上面了。
And three days later, she discovered her husband who was missing, that he was stuck in the chimney.
因为圣诞节哦，她想要假装圣诞老公公哦，带一大堆礼物从那个烟囱下来了。
Because it was Christmas that the husband wanted to become Santa Claus and coming through the chimney, but got stuck.
又卡住了，都没有人知道他卡住了，就这样卡死人了。
And he was stuck, but no one knew that he was stuck, and then he died.
所以当你需要的时候，没有人看到你，你真的是很可怜呢。
And you feel that is, you feel very tragic when you need help, you need to be noticed, but no one sees you.
耶稣看见他，
but It says here that Lord Jesus saw him laying.
看到这里真的很窝心。耶稣知道我们的情况，他知道看得见我们的情形。
And this really captured my heart because Jesus saw him and he knew his need.
有人看异象，看到主耶稣的眼睛哦。
And someone saw a vision. He saw the eyes of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的眼睛充满了天地啊，大大的一个眼睛充满天地啊。
Then the Lord Jesus' eye. The world was filled with the Lord Jesus' eye.
他可以看穿你的心，看到你的需要。
That this eye can see through your heart and see your needs.
所以耶稣真的是真的是我们的盼望哦，他看得见。
So our Lord Jesus, it's indeed our hope.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
耶稣看到这个人病了38年了。
And the Lord Jesus saw this person's having
been ill. 也知道他没有办法能够竞争了。
For 38 years, and there's no way for him to compete
第六节,
to enter into the pool. Verse 6.
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久。
Verse 6, when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time.
我们的主不只是看得见，而且他知道你的情形。
Not only can the Lord Jesus see us, but he knows our situation.
有的人哦，看到我们的情形，不知道我们的需要啊。他看见，但是不了解。
But it's different with other people. When they see us, but they don't know our needs.
就像你看到你的孩子情绪很暴躁，他有需要帮忙，但是你不知道他到底怎么一回事，你不了解他了。
For example, when you see your children being frustrated, you know they're frustrated, but you don't know how to help.
所以看见不一定等于知道。
So seeing does not mean understanding.
耶伯的朋友呢？现在有人叫耶伯，他三个朋友呢，看见他很痛苦啊，看到耶伯很痛苦。
So the three friends of Job saw Job was suffering.
但是不知道他内心的情形。
But they did not know what's going on in Job's heart.
所以耶伯说：“你们都是没有用的医生啊。”
And Job said that you guys are useless physicians.
我们有个长老啊，他的脊椎有问题，背痛。
And we have an elder who had bad back issues.
那人家派他要去领会，那个教会在二楼上面。
And some, he was sent to give a sermon, but the church is on the second floor.
他就说跟教会讲说，哦，实在没办法，我已经没办法站，没办法走路，我脊椎太痛了。
And the elder said that I cannot do it. I cannot walk. I cannot stand.
啊，所以一个年轻人，一个中年人呐，就跟我说，长老，你不用担心呐，我背你从你们家楼上下来哦，我们搭计程车，我再背你从楼下到二楼去聚会，去领会。
But a middle-aged man said that, "Don't worry, elder. I'll carry you upstairs. I'll take my bicycle. I'll carry you."
长老说：“好了，好了，我们就这样试试看。”
And so the elder said, "Okay, let's see what happens."
长老真的没有力站，他撑着讲台把道理讲完了。
So the elder really did not have any strength. He was laying on the pulpit, but he finished the sermon.
讲完之后才跟弟兄讲哦。
And after the sermon, he said to the brothers,
弟兄，你是很辛苦，背我背上背下的哦。
And he said to the brother who helped him that you're very nice and you spend so much time and effort.
但是你不知道你很辛苦，我比你更辛苦啊，因为哦，你实在不知道脊椎痛的人怎么样哦，你这样背哦，都这样切的切的切的哦，就是都那很大力，我实在是哦，眼泪都含在眼睛里面这样子啊。
But he said that I know how tiring you were carrying me up, but my pain was much more than your tiredness.
因为我们不了解那个脊椎痛，你这样子大，你这样子给他这样震动哦，很痛苦，他也不好意思说，拜托，请你不要走得那么急，好不好啊？
Because the brother was rocking the elder up and down, and that caused the elder's back pain to be more severe.
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他的需要。
And the Lord Jesus saw him lying, and the Lord Jesus knew his needs.
他真的知道您心中最深的痛，最深的需要。
And the Lord Jesus really knows your deepest pains and your greatest needs.
一个罗伯伯他做见证。
And there was a old person who testified.
他年轻的时候啊，移民到美国，带着三四个孩子来美国。
And in his youth, he immigrated to the United States with three and four of his children.
当时他用投资移民，他一大堆钱哦，交给朋友，请朋友帮他投资。
So he was an investment immigrant. So he gave a lot of money to his friend to invest in
the States. 想不到最好的朋友把他的钱骗了啦。
But his best friend skimmed out all his money.
哎，当时的钱好像五六十万呢。
And even in that time, it was $500,000 to $600,000.
不晓得怎么办，他只能够跪在教会里面哭啊，主耶稣啊，钱都被人家骗走了，这个利凯还没拿到，那我的孩子要生活，我到底要怎么过得下去呢？
So the brother prayed in church and said that, Lord, what can I do? All money is gone. I haven't received the status and my children need to eat.
一直哭，一直哭，一直哭啊。
Then he kept crying.
主啊，我该怎么办呢？
He said, Lord, what can I do?
突然看到一个穿白色衣服的人哦，脸看不太清楚，就是荣耀的穿白色衣服的人出现在旁边了。
But he saw a person in white clothing in glorious light, but he cannot see the face really well.
就一直看着他。
And this person looked at him intently.
就讲一句话。
And the person said,
我知道。
He said, I know.
我知道。
He said, I know.
他眼泪掉下来。
And then the brother started shedding tears.
原来我的痛苦，我的需要，天上的神都知道。
Because he felt that my needs, my pain, my Father in heaven knows.
你知道吗？你进来到教会。
And when we enter into the church,
我们真的不知道你的需要。
We do not know your needs.
我们也不一定看得见你的需要。
And we may not see your needs either.
这个主啊，他的眼睛充满了天地啊。
But our Lord Jesus' eye is the world is filled with His eye.
他看得见。
He can see.
他知道你的需要。
And He knows our needs.
你知道吗？这本圣经是神的话。
Do you know that this book is the words of God?
这样讲，神的道是活泼，是有功效的。
And the words of God is alive and it's effective.
它好像两刃的利剑一样哦。
It's just like a double-edged sword.
所以很多人来啊，这个利剑呢、啊，可以刺入破开人的心呢、啊，甚至灵跟魂、骨跟骨髓都可以刺入破开哦。
So when people come to church, this double-edged sword can pierce through our hearts, our bones, and our marrow.
所以说，朋友来到我们当中呢，听道理觉得说，哎，奇怪了，怎么讲台上的道理都在讲我生活当中的情形呢？我的需要通通在讲台上找到答案了呢
？So people will feel strangely when they come to church and said all the words spoken on the pulpit are directly for me.
一个达拉斯的姐妹，她做见证，我真的印象很深刻。
And I have a deep impression of a sister who testified in Dallas Church.
她那个生活当中很多的痛苦啊，被先生欺负啦，被先生骗啦，哦，很多的痛苦。
She suffered much in her life because her husband deceived her and oppressed her.
每次她到教会坐下来，就结束就问说：“哎，你们当中是不是有 spy 啊？你们当中是不是有 spy 有那个间谍把我的事情偷偷告诉传道啊？”
And then after the sermon, the sister said, "Are there any spies among you who told my stories to the preacher?"
没有啊，没有人知道你有什么事情，大家都不知道啊。
And the brothers and sisters said, "No, we don't know your situation."
但是神的话很有能力啊，句句都能够刺入他的心里面，提供那生活的需要，给他人生的方向。
But it was the power of God in the words of God that was preached to her that it pierced her heart and gave her solution to her problems.
耶稣知道，耶稣知道。
That Jesus knows.
我们看约翰福音第五章。
Let's go back to John chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
约翰福音第五章第六节。
John chapter 5, verse 6.
耶稣看见他躺着， 知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”基督。
And Jesus saw him in this condition for a long time. He asked, "Do you want to get well?"
哇，哪个医生敢问说你要病好吗？哪个医生敢这样讲的？
Is there a doctor who can dare to say this? Do you want to get well?
医生大概肯讲哦，你大概有50%啦，60%、70%的痊愈机会。谁敢讲说你要医治吗？我可以100%的保证。
A typical doctor would say that you have 50, 60, or 70% to get well, but none of them would say that. Do you want to get well?
我们这个耶稣基督哦，他不但知道，他不但看见知道，他真的有能力来解决你的问题哦。
So our Lord Jesus can see, can know our needs, and He can solve our problems.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节、第九节。第八节。
Verse 8.
耶稣对他说：“起来，拿着你的褥子走吧。”第九节。
Verse
9. 那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。进入。
Verse 8. Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." Verse 9. At once the man was cured.
病了两年之后，你这个手脚大概都已经萎缩了，真的。你仔细看看病人。
And even
如果他没办法动的话。
And you, when you look at patient, even after 2 years of illness, there's muscle atrophies in their hands and legs.
病了38年，那个手，我想那个手脚大概都皮包骨了，真的没有办法动了。38年躺在那里耶。
If you're paralyzed for 38 years, I don't think there's any muscles in your limbs.
耶稣一句话而已，就是一句话，你要痊愈吗？起来，拿你的褥子走吧。不但可以起来走，还可以拿褥子走。
So one saying of Jesus, get up and pick up your mat and walk. Not only did he was able to walk, but he was able to pick up his mat.
各位朋友，今天到耶稣这里哦。
So, my dear friends, tonight you come to Jesus.
如果他愿意啊，他对你有慈心啊，他愿意帮助你，你有信心。
And if he's willing, if he has mercy on you, and you have faith.
在人难成的事，在神没有难成的事情呢。
When to man it's impossible, but to God nothing is impossible.
我常常看到，在真耶稣教里面来到神面前的哦，这种绝望的事情有两个极大的解决啊。
And when you come to Lord Jesus with a insolvable problems, there are two solutions.
第一就是主耶稣真的像这个一样，你起来走，把你 physical problem, 把你问题真正把你解决了。
And the first one is that the Lord Jesus said to you, and your physical problem is resolved.
好多看到好多这样的见证啊。
I've seen many of such testimonies.
我们有一个姐妹啊，姓魏，在伯恩 Park.
And we have a sister Wei in Bowen Park Church.
她得了鼻咽癌跟那个多重性肌肉炎。
And he had a nasal cancer and also other illness.
她那个多重性肌肉炎就让她没有力量。她说开车的时候突然发现到她的那个没有力量踩刹车，你知道吗？方向盘没办法转呢。
So that illness caused her to lose all her strength when she drives. She cannot turn the steering wheel nor put her leg on the brake.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 耶稣帮助，哦，主耶稣才帮助她，让她刹住啊。中风药品也是一样，她会知道自己真的不行了。
So in those situations when cannot move, she would pray, Hallelujah, the Lord Jesus help me, and then she was able to break the steering wheel.
没有力量到什么程度呢？有一天早上起来哦，洗脸刷牙哦，她只要掉个毛巾哦，她觉得这个这么近啊，这样一掉就掉到了、啊。结果他就是掉不到，没有那个力量，他就整个倒下去了，倒在洗手间里面了。
And her illness was so severe that in the morning, after brushing her teeth, she tried to put the towel back on the rack, but she couldn't, and then she fell and lost consciousness.
祷告主耶稣啊，让我先生早点回来，拜托拜托，我等一下要上洗手间，让他早点回来啊。
And then she fell and she prayed to Lord Jesus, "Let my husband come home early and discover me."
下午三点，先生才回来。
But the husband only came back in 3 in the afternoon.
人可以这么软弱，躺在那里什么都不能动啊。
So she realized that how fragile a person can be and how.
后来全教会的人帮他祷告。
And afterwards, the entire church prayed for her.
后来感谢主哦，有进步哦，有进步。
And thank God there was improvement.
后来他跟我跟他讲说，哎，我们大家都要帮你祷告呢。
And then I told her that everyone is praying for you.
他说：“传道，不要帮我的病祷告，帮我今年可以参加这个成人神训班这个事情祷告。”
But she said to me that don't pray for my illness, but pray that this year I can attend the NATS.
我怎么这么强烈信心的姐妹？这个肉体不重要，神的家最重要，神的道理最重要。
And I was so moved by this sister's determination not to get well, but to be able to strengthen her faith.
就是坐轮椅呀、啊，到会机场带着，就是坐着轮椅来到教会里面了、啊，到那个喜乐坡教会参加青年成年神训班了、啊。
So that year, in her wheelchair, she went to the airport, flew to Hillsborough Church, and attended NATS.
有一次我们在祷告会的时候。
So one time during the prayer session.
她说传道看我。
And she said that preacher, look at me.
然后从这个椅子上面这样站起来了。
So from the wheelchair, she suddenly stood up.
我说这个有什么好看的？
And
我当时太忙忘记了他的病的情形，他要这样一下站起来是很难的，很不可能的。
So that time was so busy, I did not recognize that what a great accomplishment she stood up, but it was impossible for her before.
那主耶稣真的恩待他呢，恩待他。
And the Lord Jesus was indeed merciful.
他坐着轮椅进来。
She came sitting on a wheelchair.
结束的时候，他推轮椅出去了，不用再轮椅了。
But when she left, she was rolling the wheelchair out.
真的，主耶稣有能力，他愿意可以医治你的病。
And we know that the Lord Jesus has power to heal all our sicknesses.
另外一种哦，就是如果主耶稣哦，他不愿意这样医人呢，他会让你的心哦大到你的病不再是一个你的一个生命的重要的一个思虑了。
But the Lord powers, it's not only that, but if he does not heal you, he can increase your faith that you make to diminish the effect of your illness.
一个使徒保罗说他身上有三根刺，祷告到最后，他说神的恩典是够我用的。
And Paul prayed to the Lord to remove the thorn on his side, but in the end, he realized that the Lord's grace is sufficient for him.
在喜乐坡教会，我们遇到一个路弟兄。
And in Hillsborough Church, there's a brother Lou.
他完全瘫痪。
That he's completely paralyzed.
你知道吗？在瘫痪当中呢，他可以带他的看护来信耶稣，带他的太太来信耶稣，带他太太以前的那个两个孩子来信耶稣。
But when he was paralyzed, he was able to bring his home aide, his wife, and his wife, former children to church.
你跟陆弟兄讲话，你看到他的心中充满了盼望。那个不是地上病好的盼望，是对天国来临的盼望。他没有忧伤啊，没有忧虑啊，还是有那种平安的心呢。
When you talk to Brother Liu, you can see he was oozing with faith. This faith, it's not the faith to be healed. Physically, but the faith that he would receive eternal life.
他说这个道理真好哦。
And he said that the
以前喜欢赌博的，因为这个道理，他现在不喜欢赌博了。
Because the words of God are so good that some people can cure their addiction for gambling.
以前喜欢骂人，脾气不好，现在耶稣了，哇，脾气变得这么好，感动很多的人呢。
And the words of God, Jesus can cure a temper.That for many people,
他的心灵啊，没有被这个身体绑在那个床上面呢。
That his soul was not held captive because of his illness or paralyzed.
主耶稣真的有办法。
The Lord Jesus really has a solution.
诸位朋友，你有绝望的事情吗
？And friends, do you have issues that would cause you despair?
请你继续来救救耶稣基督。
Please come forward and receive Jesus.
他看得见。
He sees us.
他知道。
He knows.
他会帮助你。
And he will help us. He sing him
514. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告，体验神。
We'll all kneel down and pray.
小弟刚提到说，有一个人呢，看到神的眼睛很大，充满天地。
And I mentioned earlier that the Lord Jesus' eye, the world is filled with it.
啊，那个人呢，当时他还没有信耶稣啊。
And that person who saw the vision did not believe.
他说那个眼睛啊，他一看到的时候，觉得那个眼睛可以刺透他的心呢，把他以前所做的错误通通看出来了。
And when he saw the huge eye, the glance can pierce through his heart and see all his past experience.
哇，他就是流泪。哎呀，主耶稣啊，真的对不起，我以前做错这么多事情，一直流泪悔改祷告。
So the person who saw the visions repented and said, "Lord Jesus, I'm so sorry for all the things that I have done wrong."
突然之间，那个眼睛啊，从眼里哦，眼睛哦，变得很慈祥这样子。
And that time, the eye from a very angry eye become a very gentle.
哇，主耶稣知道他的需要，主耶稣原谅他的罪过。
He felt that the Lord Jesus knew his need and the Lord Jesus forgave his
突然一个力量从天上下来。
And then a power came from above.
开始讲灵言了。
And he started to speak in tongues.
知道原来神真的在这里哦。
And he felt that he knew that God is truly here.
所以没有，我们的神真的在这里。
That our God is truly here.
有时候有人看到神从这个墙壁走出来，为我们按手祷告，每一个人都为他啊认真祷告，都为他按手祷告。
And some people saw during prayers that the Lord Jesus came out from the back wall and lay hands on each and every one.
啊，没有认真祷告的，他都不按手的，因为主耶稣不按手。
And to those who concentrate in their prayers, for those who are not concentrating,
看异象的人呢，当主耶稣按到他头上的时候，他马上讲方言了，圣灵充满。
And he saw that when the Lord Jesus laid hands on the people, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke.
看到主耶稣要离开，从墙壁要消失掉了。
And then he saw the Lord Jesus was about to go back into the wall.
他是一个啊，他是一个这个夏威夷人，他说主啊这个不要走，不要走。
And she was in Hawaiian, and she said that the person said, "Lord, do not leave yet."
这个主耶稣跟他讲哦 ，Pray, I am here. 哦，你要祷告，我在这里。Pray, I am here.
But in the vision, the Lord Jesus said, "Pray, I'm here."
所以我们今天要用心灵跟诚实跟天上的神来祷告。
So today we worship our Lord in heaven with true.
我们要祈求圣灵大大充满在我们当中。
We'll ask the Holy Spirit be dwelled abundantly among us.
没有圣灵的求圣灵，有圣灵求神的灵大大充满我们。
And those who don't have the Holy Spirit, pray for the Holy Spirit. Those who does, pray for.
我记得这个教会献堂的时候，有一个姐妹看异象。
And remember, we dedicate this church. A sister saw a vision.
她从多伦多来，她说这个雨呀、啊，这个啊，屋顶不见了，雨一直下来呀、啊，淋在弟兄姐妹，恩雨降临了、啊，在这个弟兄姐妹、弟兄朋友的身上。
She was from Toronto, and she said in her vision, when they pray, the roof of this church disappeared, and he saw the rain coming down.
她说：“主啊，多伦多也要，多伦多也要啊。”
And the sister said, "Lord, let the rain fall upon in."
多少人在这里得到主耶稣的圣灵浇灌
？And so many people in here receive Holy Spirit.
所以我们要把握机会，好好祈求圣灵充满。
So we have to take the chance to pray for, really pray for the Holy Spirit.
要接受按手的可以到前面来，我们一起同心跪下祷告。
And please come forward if you want to receive the laying of hands. Let's all pray for the Holy Spirit and the fullness of it.